W.C. White Review of the Experience.
On October 18, W.C. White, in a letter to W.L.H. Baker, who had been at the Stanmore conference session but was now in America, summarized in perspective the fast-moving developments.
Coming to the point of the location of major interests, he described the steps taken that looked forward to moving the office of the Union Conference from Melbourne to Sydney, and the suggestion that possibly the health food business should center at Currambong. He suggested to Baker, "I think you are well enough acquainted with our brethren in Melbourne and their feeling that most of the good things should be centered there, to believe me when I say that brethren Falkhead, Michaels, and some others seem to be preparing for a strong protest against the transfer of men and business to Sydney." But just then we received letters from Mother, telling us more about what was presented to her that night in Stanmore. Among other things, she said that she saw drays being loaded with the household goods of families who were moving away from Melbourne to take part in the work in other places. She also cautioned us repeatedly against allowing our personal ambition, our selfish interests, and our local views to interfere with such plans as were for the general interest of the cause. These letters saved us much unpleasant controversy.
-12 WCW, p. 179.
In the meantime, the Ellen G. White-sponsored medical missionary program right there in Currambong went quietly on. This was in the form of Sarah McIntyre serving as community nurse without charge, and helped the families in which there was dire need of food, clothing, and bedding. In her letters, and at times in her oral presentations, Ellen White continued to call for a hospital at Currambong.